JC2S, Part 2.
Number 22A.
So we know that every whenever we're in being, being always reflects itself. So in the 4,000-year period, we say, yes, the minor prophets have the blending of the Christ coming to us, and then also have the blending of how it retranslates out of us everything is that isn't like the Christ. So it has a Christ and its translation and retranslation. But the accentuation of that 4,000-year period is on Christ is revelation. And yes, we can say, well, in the 6,000-year period at this point of the sixth chapter, there is the Christ, the Emmanuel, comes to us through revelation. But the accentuation here is on the retranslation of how that, therefore, retranslates out of us everything that isn't like the Christ through a step-by-step process of discovery. It's a question of accentuation. That's why I feel in this sixth chapter, the accentuation of the epitomes are all on retranslation. She shows, therefore, when we look at the epitomes, how the, like the mind epitome would say, the all mind which comes to us translates the belief of mortal mind out of itself back into the metaphysics of immortal mind. You see the retranslation accent. Or if we look at our epitome book, we know then that the big spirit subject was how, yes, that language of spirit comes to us through the Emmanuel, but it has its big accentuation in the textbook on the retranslation, how that leavens the material sense of nature and of natural law and translates them back into the nature of spirit or the language of spirit. And then soul, how the science of soul comes to us. And then the big accentuation in the textbook replaces the false testimony of the physical senses with spiritual ideas, translating them into seeing, into being. You see that big accentuation on retranslation, discovery. And then principle, the ever-operative divine principle comes to us. And then the accentuation on replaces the concept of a material science with the science of God, the accentuation on discovery, retranslation. Theology, the one life comes to us and lifts theology from a dead to a living practical Christianity, the accentuation on retranslation, discovery. Then in medicine, that one Christian science, the truth, comes to us and replaces the common belief in the curative effect of drugs with truth as the only remedy, the accentuation on retranslation or discovery. So you see that this is this Christ in its science, the Christ science, as Mrs. Eddy said, where therefore through science we discover step by step that which we are collectively, as is there no king in you. Now, Mrs. Eddy showed us already in the first Mind is Mind tone, we saw that she fulfilled both of those qualities. First part of Mind is Mind from, oh, it was about, it was page 108, line 19, all the way up to 109.10. That had its accentuation on the Christ as Emmanuel, the sudden revelation that came to her. First she had that revelation, the Christ coming to her. Then on 109, line 11 last year, to 109.27, we saw how she had then that accentuation in her life of the discoverer. How that for 3 years after my discovery, I sought the solution of this mind problem of mind healing, searched the scriptures and read little else, kept aloof from society, and devoted time and energy to the discovering a positive rule. You can just hear the step-by-step discovery. First was mind, huh? For 3 years, in a very, very orderly way, she made her discovery, we saw last year. See, for 3 years after my discovery, I sought the solution of this mind problem. I searched the scriptures. I read little else. all that mind tone of searching, of reading, of investigating. Then spirit, I kept aloof from society. I devoted time and energies to discovering a positive rule, that aloofness of spirit. Then soul, the search was sweet, calm, and buoyant with hope, not selfish nor depressing. And then step by step the discovery goes on. Principle. I knew the principle of all harmonious mind action to be God, and that cures were produced in primitive Christian healing by holy uplifting faith. But I must know the science of this healing. Step by step towards a discovery. Now comes life. And I won my way to absolute conclusions through divine revelation, reason, and demonstration. Then comes truth. The revelation of truth and the understanding came gradually to me, and apparently through divine power. And now love. When a new spiritual idea is born to earth, the prophetic scriptures of Isaiah is renewedly fulfilled. Unto us a child is born, and his name shall be called Wonderful. So we see that she's showing that, yes, that there are two arms to this Christ science, the revelation, but the textbook mainly has its accentuation on the step-by-step discovery, the analysis. That's what science is. Science is that which reveals through its categories. So this is review, but it's important to see this here because this is where it comes up. Go ahead. So we know, and it's review, but I'm bringing out a point that we need to be able to keep going over it, the value of this textbook here. Here we see, all right, it's a step-by-step discovery through science, because at the point of truth is soul, she say that this was lost, that healing power was lost, and it had to be rediscovered through Christian science, rediscovered through the method of science. And that's what truth's volume has done for us, she says, that truth is soul, that it rediscovered through the method of science, the healing method. And so she said, therefore, that it was done by divine metaphysics reduced to a system. So she said, that is the purpose then of this truth's volume. That's the purpose of any science, really, is to reduce. Well, reduce is a Christ tone, isn't it? When principle comes to us, what's it reducing? It's taking the whole and reducing it to a part. Can you hear the Christ? Reduction? So every science, its science is a Christ. It takes the infinite one and reduces it to. Hear the Christ. Right? So it takes that infinite one principle and reduces it down to its basic constituents. That's the method of a science. That's why it's a Christ. It's a Savior. It has this terrific information that has all gone on about in the first 5,000 year periods about all the spiritual history that's going on. And finally, the Bible ends with Jesus being a natural divine scientist. We have this whole field of information going on concerning Jesus. And now what in the world is how is it going to help us? Well, see, it helps us now collectively because it was science that Mrs. Eddy discovered step by step for 3 years. After my discovery, I sought the solution to this mind healing, searched the scriptures, read Little Elf, kept aloof. You see, step by step, she said, until I knew the principle of all harmonious mind action to be God. She found the principle of it. And so therefore, we see that she was able to take this through revelation. I won my way through revelation, reason, and demonstration. So it was always the two arms of the Christ, revelation and discovery, revelation and discovery, revelation and discovery, always going on within her mind of Christ. And so therefore, what she was revealed to her then was the Christ of the age, which was science. To take that infinite one and reduce it down now, as we know, to a few simple categories. We now know as category one, the seven synonymous terms for God. Category two, fourfold operation. and category three, the four levels of spiritual consciousness. With those three categories of being, which gives us the nature of God, how God operates on the different levels of consciousness, we have now the key of David. This, therefore, is the process of analysis that brought us the key. And therefore, that key of David, therefore, enabled us to answer in this question through the method of science, what is reality? Science did that. Reality is of the nature of the seven synonymous terms for God, operating as the Word, Christ, Christianity, and science, on the levels of science itself, divine science, absolute Christian science, and Christian science. But it not only let us answer what is reality through the method of science, but also through the method of health, through the healthy hold consciousness. Saying, all right, she said, not only science is at work in this textbook, but also consciousness is at work in the economy of being. So it not only, the key not only answers what is reality, but the key of David answers, and how do I become one with this reality? How does my consciousness become one with that reality? So that's why she says science and consciousness are now at work in the economy of being. The economy of being according to the key of David, which has been reduced to us through the method of science, through the process of analysis. So this whole age has a terrific sense of analysis, reducing, therefore, being to a model of being. Model is always a model, that's a Christ tone. Now, what we see, therefore, that this is truth volume. It's therefore the textbook for this age. All that on science, all that reduction to, the analysis to, the basic constituents of reality, which let us know what is reality and how I can become one with reality. And that science and consciousness are at work in the economy of being. That's about what the textbook does for us. It's a lot, isn't it? But the textbook closes, like everything else there, and it goes on from truth's volume to love's volume, which then I feel we would feel is the model of being, where you get the accentuation is on science. The model of being is now the textbook with the sense of science. The Christian science textbook, which we're reading, is Christ science. But the model of being is that textbook of science, love's volume. And I feel that's probably also why maybe she doesn't have the love tone here. Because perhaps she's saying the textbook, which she brings out here is this truth, the soul tone, is truth's volume. And yet we hear totally within truth's volume the divine principle love tone. The all-saving science that she ends up this truth volume with that divine science. How does she end up that last medicine tone here under truth volume? Divine science is all-saving, giving, saying, well, the whole truth volume is an all-saving science. But it is truth volume. So as I say again, perhaps that this whole chapter is couched within divine principle love. She says, I don't write about the love tone because the whole chapter of truth is surrounded by divine principle love, that science is based on divine principle love now, the true science. The true theology is a consciousness of that divine principle love in operation, and the true medicine is also a consciousness of that divine principle love in operation as it comes and saves and heals. So love's volume then we leave open to the 7,000 year period where we get more of the synthesis of being, where the 6,000 year period has its accentuation on the science, reducing it through the process of analysis to the constituents of being, giving us the key of David. Now the 7,000 year period through the model of being gives us the synthesis in consciousness of the blending of these categories. And therefore it has its accentuation now not on what is reality and how do I become one with reality, but much more on how the structure of reality and the structure of consciousness is one. And so therefore, it has the role of answering the synthesis question and therefore fulfills the other hand of science. Science is both analysis of the 6,000-year period and it is synthesis of the 7,000-year period. But we know then that we go through science and past science into being itself, into the 8,000-year period. So what this 7,000-year period has done for us is the 7,000-year period will answer yes universally that there is the king within us. So where the 5,000-year period answers the 4,000-year period question, is there no king in you? The 5,000-year period, Jesus answered, yes, individually, there is. And the greater works that we shall do is that in the 6,000-year period, we answer, yes, collectively. But there's even greater works than the 6,000-year period. It's in the 7,000-year period when we answer, yes, universally. And there all time periods come to an end, and there's all the breakdown between these time periods, time and space, and in the third degree, mortal mind disappears. And at that point, Mrs. Eddy says, mortal mind is just too ridiculous to last, and begins to see, therefore, that there will not be the coming and going, that the Son of God just stays in heaven. One sees that there will no longer be a heaven somewhere and an earth somewhere else. It's universal. Universal means universal. It doesn't mean the earth. She says that all, it's a universally understood. And then she says, when we see what our real birth is out from divine science, that handles that whole sense of a material birth, that we're ever born in matter, live in matter, grow old in matter, and die out of matter. And then she shows that there is no more in that love tone, there's no life tone. So you see that seventh day is just the sense of love. But love is truth, and love is love. Meaning there's no new creation in the seventh day. And then she says that all that has been created up to the seventh day appears. And so we see that somehow there is this universal appearing of the creation of God, which breaks down all sense of time and space. We suffer from believing that we're in a world separate from other worlds, other people that have passed on. Where are they all? We suffer from a very limited consciousness in a fourth dimensional space-time continuum. But one can see in the 7,000-year period that that will break open and that one will go into a universal experience where there are no time periods. All that is broken down and disappears. And then she says that we go on to spiritual spheres and exalted beings. It's terrific. We are at a terrific revolution in spiritual history. And we're at the breakthrough of the world going to say yes universally. But it can only do so if we say yes collectively. And the only way we can say yes collectively is through the method of science. Is not saying yes individually by going to classes and hearing a lecturer give a talk on the structure of being and reality. You see? It's only why we have that had that responsibility here of the textbook, and while I was so insistent that we with text interpretation, though the chemicalization was a bit great last year, and many who could survive survived, and those who didn't. But as I said last year, it will separate the men from the boys and the women from the girls. Those who are really willing to go on and say yes collectively and not want the vicarious salvation, to just listen. And none of us found it easy. Many of you have said that we have gone through terrific struggles, saying, why should I attend such a class? See, used to the individual situation, listening to the one that said yes individually. But many of us struggle saying, why should I collectively learn this? I much prefer just sitting and listening to it. But I said, just stay with it, just stay with it, just stay with it. And it's only when that spiritual sense is wedded to the scientific sense does the spiritual sense get authority. And I think, I remember at the beginning of the week, I said, by the end of the week, we will walk out of here with a lot more authority than we did when we came in through the method of science. Huh? That we are together in this class saying yes collectively and are willing to learn this scientific method of text interpretation, learning to use the key of David ourselves rather than to let somebody else turn the lock. So we have the key, and we're learning to make that to take the key ourselves and let that key unlock the 7,000-year period for us. So we see then that by fulfilling the yes collectively, we are fulfilling a responsibility in being. That's why I feel there that that whole Christianity tone of the epistles, we couldn't jump from the 4,000-year period, which says, is there no king in you, to the 6,000-year period that says, yes, collectively there is, and I do it through science. It needed that 5,000-year period of the wayshore then of Jesus individually to say, yes, there it can be done. But it also needed the Paul to give us the attitude in which it can be done through the epistles, huh? To accept it, that we have a responsibility to welcome it into our life, that we don't live by vicarious salvation. Paul's the one that kept saying, you don't live by vicarious salvation. You have a responsibility of the reciprocal relationship of man to God. So he helped us with the attitude which would let us say the yes collectively, you see? So, therefore, as we can see now, this is the role of the textbook, is the accentuation on the science, but it is, we are fulfilling a responsibility in being this week in class, and as we all have in all the classes, and what Max has helped us to do. That was his big mission, to help us say yes collectively. He really was the one then who went in and looked at Dorley's work, and Dorley, who was the big door, huh? He took the key and opened it. And so they took what Mrs. Eddy had given in the textbook and hid it. She said, and if I hide it any longer, we won't find it. Then she said, though, in 50 years, somebody will come and unlock the a door with the key of David, and as Max said, he feels then that was Dorley's mission, and we certainly feel his mission then to help us say yes collectively by giving us this wonderful method of science. So by accepting it, that by fulfilling the responsibility of the 6,000-year period, we are helping open the door for the yes universally. Do you see? We are partaking in that. How does it go, Mrs. Eddy says? And the chain of scientific being is reappearing in all ages, maintaining its obvious correspondence with the scriptures, uniting all periods in the design of God. We are helping and accepting our responsibility as citizens of the 6,000-year period. And the citizens of the 7,000-year period, which will include us, will thank us, huh? Because we opened the door for the yes universally, for the synthesis process. Okay, so this then is what we have as the textbook and what she wants to bring out in this truth is soul tone. As I said, showing the identification of the place value of truth's volume then within the 6,000-year periods.